from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good morning. On the other side, it's Thursday, almost Friday, almost September, August 29th. Just like that. Did you waste this summer? Did you do something? Did you get yourself further along in your personal life, professional life, in your career, with your family, with your friends, your living situation? Don't waste this last little run, man. Labor Day weekend is coming. If you got someone you need to reach out to, send that email. You got somebody you need to reach out to connect you with somebody, tell them, hey, man, send the number, send the email, connect the dots. Because the summer ends, and then the year ends. I have felt this so many times. Keith McPherson on The Fan, by the way. KM to 2 a.m. I have felt the speed of the summer, August being the Sunday of summer. The speed of the summer, and then the speed of the fall into the winter, into the, whoop, that's it. Football starts, it's week one, you look up, it's week eight. Wake me up when September ends, next thing you know, it's pumpkin spice lattes, Halloween, it's Christmas. They don't even care to tell you Thanksgiving is coming. I like Thanksgiving out of all the holidays, out of all the stuff, for real. Thanksgiving Eve, I like to drink. You get a little drink in you on Thanksgiving Eve. Not too much. You don't want to be hungover on Thanksgiving. Then Thanksgiving comes. It's football all day. You can eat all day. You got a reason to eat all day. If where you are, they actually make the food early. That's the worst one. It's like they hold out till 5, 6, 7. Have the food ready. And then before you know it, they're playing that stupid Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas." It's coming. It's coming. You'll be hearing me on The Fan when it's coming. I mean, I told y'all, don't waste your time. Don't waste your opportunities. The Yankees are wasting their opportunities. Just when you thought they were rounding into shape, just when you thought this was the soft spot of the schedule, you got to laugh. You got to laugh. You have to laugh through the pain. They should be at 80 wins by now. This is the most mediocre first place 78 win team we've watched on a consistent basis, night in, night out, with a juggernaut, the juggernaut, a mutant X-Men and Aaron Judge on the team, with a young generational talent in Juan Soto, with a guy that might go to the Hall of Fame with 500 home runs in Giancarlo Stanton, a guy like Gerrit Cole who's going to opt out of his contract, reigning Cy Young winner. You guys saw that, Jeff Passan. Strong expectation that Cole will opt out of the final 4 years and $144 million of his nine-year, $324 million contract. But if he chooses to opt out, the Yankees can nullify it by adding a 10th year at $36 million onto his original deal. Yeah, we'll see about that when it comes. I'm done talking about Juan Soto and where he's going to go. He had an error in this series. He did nothing going back to D.C. Oh, Keith, you can't talk about Juan Soto. Yes, you can. Nobody's above reproach. Nobody's beyond criticism. I know we're not his radio hosts. I know you're not at your job. You show up to your job and do nothing, you're fired. You show up to your job and do nothing or don't perform well, you have a annual review, a monthly review. What's up with you? What'd you do? 888-808-1019. It's not good enough. I'm watching this Mets game. I'm hoping the Mets win. I really am. Because I understand how hard it's going to be for them to actually get to the postseason. They need help from other teams. The Braves, I mean, as decimated as the Braves are, the Braves find a way. As decimated as the Braves team is, they win. They put together wins. I was down there in Atlanta. Coincidence, they're playing the Washington Nationals. I joked with my fan cave buddies. We're down there for the fan cave reunion. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm here scouting Mackenzie Gore. I'm here scouting the Washington Nationals. We're going to beat up on them next series when they get out of Atlanta. Nope. Atlanta wins again. 888-808-1019. We're going to start talking football. We're going to start planting some seeds. I know you guys saw this. Malik Nabers all camp had been wearing number 9. But Graham Gano, the Giants kicker, wears number 9. He wasn't going to wear number 9. I don't even know why they did that for camp. He wore number 8 at LSU. He's going to wear number 1 with the Giants. When you talk about hype, expectations, being a 6 overall draft pick, they unretired a number for this kid. That's unheard of, unprecedented. With the permission of the family of Giants legend Ray Flaherty, Malik Nabers will wear number 1. As the Giants are celebrating 100 years, I'll give you some background on Ray later. You know, he played 100 years ago. But I just thought it was crazy. They actually gave their blessing for, I might as well do it now. They actually gave their blessing for Malik Nabers to unretire number 1. He has to be incredible now. The Yankees are never going to do that. But I do think there's some merit to like being able to ask. I feel like you should always be able to ask the person or the family if they're deceased. Like, you should always be able to ask. Bob Papa writes on Twitter, the great Ray Flaherty voted one of the top 100 in Giants history. He helped the Giants win in 1934, the 1934 NFL Championship. In 1932, he led the NFL in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving TDs. He was inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1976. This is an incredible way to kick off 100 seasons. By unretiring the number and letting Malik Nabers wear number 1, I mean, that jersey is clean as hell. That jersey's going to sell. And if he is what we think he is, that like that, number 1, if you are a football player and you're fast, you're flashy, number 1 is just such a tough number. I like the number 1. He said, thank you to the Flaherty family for allowing me to wear number 1 for the New York Giants. I understand the responsibility, and I will do everything in my power to honor the Flaherty family and this organization. I will wear the number with great pride. Can't wait for the season to start. Daniel Jones better get him the ball. Daniel Jones better get him the ball. DJ in East Brunswick on the Fan. Go for it, man.
Yo, what's going on, Keith? How are you, my brother?
I'm good. Oh, no. Edwin Diaz just gave up a grand slam.
Bottom
of the 8th with 2 outs.
Good.
Corbin Carroll. What a dog.
Well, there that goes. Well, besides that, Keith, you know, football season approaching.
Yeah, can't wait for football to start.
You know what I mean? Let's just shift right to that. You know what I mean? Let's move on. You know what I mean? So, the Cowboys. We signed CD, which is great. I love that move. I really want to know how you feel about Dak Prescott. Because for me, I'm ready to move on. You know what I mean? In my opinion, I would hope to go 2-15 this season. 2 wins against the Giants and 15 losses.
And draft Shedeur Sanders. This is what I'll say about Dak. It's not all his fault that they have failed in his 8 years with the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs.
No, of course
but
not.
But he is still a part of it. He has melted in the playoffs and not been able to get it done. I don't care about the regular season wins. That's what the Cowboys have become. Double-digit wins in the regular season, one-and-done folding in the playoffs. So like you just said with Dak that you're done, yeah, everything runs its course. I remember when they paid Tony Romo. I remember when I was in college when they paid Tony Romo. And I'm like, damn, I'm going to be 30 before we get another quarterback. I can't stand Romo. And here comes Dak. Dak comes along and gets Romo up out of there. So I'm hoping the next guy comes, but they don't have him on the roster now. Trey Lance is a garbage can.
Well, I mean, Keith, before you let me go, all I can say is Romo, by the time we let him go, we gave him the contract, it was too late. Now we're doing the same thing again.
I don't think Jerry Jones is not about to pay Dak Prescott in this next week. Congratulations. We've done it. We've got 1 week left till NFL football. It is Thursday. The NFL kicks off, I think it's Chiefs, Ravens. Yeah. Ravens, Chiefs, Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jerry Jones will not pay Dak Prescott before Thursday, and then they will go into this year, and we'll see what happens this year. And Jerry Jones just showed you, right? Jerry Jones has the most valuable franchise in the NFL. It is ridiculous how much money they make. He just showed you.
$10 billion.
Yeah, plus.
$10 billion.
He just showed you, all right, I have no urgency to pay CeeDee Lamb because I know I can pay him. He paid him.
Exactly.
He's got no urgency to pay Dak Prescott. So if Dak Prescott goes out there and falls flat on his face, he can move on from him, and fans aren't going to kill him. Now, if Dak Prescott goes out there and wins the Super Bowl, he'll write the check. Thanks for the call, DJ. 888-808-1019. It is what it is with the Dallas Cowboys. They're fraudulent. I can't stand Jerry Jones. Like, you will not see me rocking any Dallas gear. Last year was different, right? Last year, I went to the game. They smacked the Giants 40-0. That was the best NFL game I've ever been to. The following week, the Jets go down to Dallas. They smack them, too. So what would you have me do? Not rep the Dallas Cowboys on WFAN on social media when they beat both New York teams in dominant fashion? But after they fell flat on their faces last year, I don't know. I'm rocking with the Jets because I really hope that the Jets get it done this year, that Aaron Rodgers stays healthy. Like I already told you, I drafted Garrett Wilson in fantasy. I reached for him because I'm just like, yo, like, nobody can guard this guy if they really get it going with this offensive line and Brees is killing them. Like, Garrett Wilson's going to be open. And Garrett Wilson has never had the likes of Aaron Rodgers. And he's gotten busy with Zach Wilson and Timmy Boyle and Trevor Siemian and Mike White. I'm rocking with the Jets, hoping that they win. Whether you're rocking with the Giants or not, they're not going to be good. And I'm rocking with my fantasy teams. I'm looking for another fantasy league. I think I got two fantasy leagues. I'm just excited for the NFL, for parlays. I'm excited to have football, college football, and NFL on my TV the next few months when the Yankees are going to disappoint, so I don't have to be stuck watching just the Yankees. I can watch some other things. Randy's in Montana on the Fan. What's up, Randy?
What's going on, Keith?
You know, hanging out, talking sports with everybody.
Yeah, I'm actually originally from that dump called Jersey. I just moved out to Montana recently.
Hey,
it's absolutely gorgeous.
Why are you taking shots?
Oh,
no, I know. It's
planet.
It's sick out there.
I was just so fed up with Jersey, but this place is just a different planet.
Yeah, it's definitely a different planet. You probably feel like you're in outer space as far as that is from civilization.
I mean, it was like freaking 45 degrees today. I felt like it was midwinter.
Yeah, see, no, I don't want no 45 degrees in August. But you're up there in the mountains, snow-capped mountains in August.
Yeah, I just want to make one quick Jet point. I mean, the Jets, they're definitely not making the playoffs this year. Number one, they have the worst head coach in football. Number two, Aaron Rodgers is way over the hill. I mean, primetime game, give me Eli any day of the week. The Jets will not make the playoffs.
All right, you heard it first from Randy, used to be in Jersey, lives in Montana. 888-808-1019. I turned on Moose today. Moose is doing... yesterday, Moose is doing the midday show after I did 2 days. My guy Moose is doing these 2 days. And Moose drank that Jets Kool-Aid today, boy. Moose, I love you, but I don't know why you did that. Moose, I love you, but I don't know why you went on the air and said that the Jets should and will win the Super Bowl. I'm like, no, Moose. Moose, you're not even a Jets fan. You should have talked about the Yanks. You should have talked about the Mets. What a great game for the Mets last night. What a miserable situation this is for the Mets. Now, Mets fans, start to weigh in. Edwin Diaz just blew it. I mean, we're going to get to that. Let me get my last Yankee calls, but here come the Mets fans to talk about Edwin Diaz. I mean, I call Clay Holmes Prey Holmes. What about Edwin Diaz? Mike is in Miller Place on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Keith? Long time, first time.
Hey, I appreciate that. It's going well. Good to be back on the night with everybody.
Yeah, no problem, man. I just want to talk about Oswaldo Cabrera. he should be playing over DJ or Verdugo if you think about it.
This, yeah, yeah.
This gives you 110% every single game.
Nice kid. Really nice kid. Smiles all the time. Brings the energy. He has played left field. He's played 9 games at first base. They refuse. They refuse to do it.
No, it's Brian Cashman that refuses, man. These Cashman babies are killing us, man. And I'm telling you right now, he's got gives you 110% every game. That kid is built to win you a World Series, bar none.
Yeah, because he'll have a moment. We've seen him have clutch moments. I had him on the Fan, and I told him, like, in front of everybody, bro, what I love about you is when the game gets stagnant, you do something to break it open. Like, you score from second on a sac fly, or you hit a home run in Camden Yards that gets stuck in the fence when we need it. Like, exactly. He's had so many clutch, exactly. Even against the Astros the first series, he's had so many clutch moments and home runs. And I don't know. They don't love him. The guy was playing third base just fine to me, but I understand you go trade for Jazz. Why not put him at first? Why not put him in the outfield? Why does DJ and Verdugo get to play every day and ground into double plays?
It's because Brian Cashman loves those guys over a person that will just give 110% every single game.
A young, homegrown, athletic kid. Thanks for the call, Mike. It goes back to here's more of my shtick. I don't have shtick. Like, the way that I talk on the radio is the way that I talk to the people at Yankee Stadium, the way I talk to people in the grocery store. But the New York Yankees die hard on their trades and their contracts. What do I mean by that? They will see it through. They will be dead ass wrong, but they will keep running these guys out there over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. If they traded for them, if they gave up prospects for them, or if they signed on the dotted line to give them a contract. There's a long list. There's a long list. They will try to stuff a round peg into a square hole in the name of, this was our decision, this is something that we decided to do, and we're going to see it through until we're right. What usually happens is they end up being wrong. And then somebody else tells them that they're wrong and they're running out of time. I already gave you the example of changing the lineup in 2022 where all of a sudden Harrison Bader is leading off. I have to go back and see like what, who was leading off or what was going on then. I remember like A-Rod did like a Fox Sports post game. I was like, they should change the lineup to this, and they did it. And then even with IKF, the whole season Yankee fans are like, this guy is not a shortstop. He plays third base. This guy cannot field the routine ground balls. And they had Aaron Boone get on Yes Network every night and say he's a good shortstop. He's a good shortstop. No, what are you guys talking about? He's a good shortstop. That game has gone final 8-5. Mets lose the second game. They could have won that game, but it's neither here nor there now. The Mets lose that second game, and that sets up the rubber match. Tomorrow, we're going to get to these Mets fans. It's all Mets fans coming in after Robbie and Lennox talks about the Yanks. Robbie, how you doing, man? Welcome back.
Hey, Keith. How are you? Thanks, man. It's funny. I was driving the other day. All of a sudden, I heard you in the morning. I'm like, wait a second. It's the bizarre world. So
I know. Even in here, Bogey saw me. He had to check his watch. What are you doing in here? 9 a.m.
Really. I was in the ER for 9 hours today with my mother. So I got home, and I flipped on the Fan, heard you on. And I was listening to the game while I was at the hospital. I mean, it drives me crazy. 4 runs in 2 games against the Washington Nationals. They can't hit left-handed pitching. We know it again, another left-hander tonight. We can't hit left-handed pitching. And again, I agree with you 100%. Why isn't Jason Dominguez playing, not playing every day? Why is Alex Verdugo playing? Why is LeMahieu playing? Why can't, the arrogance, what drives me crazy, and I heard Bruce before, another classic caller to the station, it's the arrogance of Boone and Cashman that drives me crazy. Why do you have to play these guys? Why isn't, like I said to Rosie last night, why isn't Austin Wells allowed to play first base? Get his bat in there. Like, I don't get it. Like,
because they can't insult DJ LeMahieu. They can't hurt his feelings. He's a guy that, they love in the clubhouse. Like I said, it's nonsense. It's not doing the things to win. Year. Yeah, I use that example in my open. I'm like, Josh Donaldson, they got him up out of here. He's still making $6 million this year. He was actually performing better than DJ.
It's humble. But it's just so frustrating because you see the same inconsistencies. And you're right. It's a team that wins games. They win like 90-plus games. But it's this team relies way too much on home runs, Keith. They just do. Yep. And you go back to the teams in the 90s. And I talk about this all the time. It's the thing about the guys in the 90s and those teams, those dynasty teams, we were spoiled. But those guys, one, hit for high averages, high on base percentages, walks, were patient.
They found a way.
Clutch.
They scratched and they clawed and they fought and found a way. Thanks for the call, Robbie. Here's a stat, Robbie, if you're still listening. New York Yankees stats, and this goes back to what I was saying. I'm like, well, they won't face the Tigers in the postseason. They won't face the Nationals in the postseason. New York Yankees stats put out the Yankees this season versus sub-500 teams are the 22nd worst team in the league. Their record is 24-20. But versus plus-500 teams, they're the best team in baseball. They've gone 54-36 against good teams. So you got that. That gives you hope against hope. That, all right, when you know they're playing down to their competition, they sleepwalk through these games against these bum teams, these scrub teams. They look down on these teams like we're the New York Yankees. We can just show up and beat you. That's how I felt. They felt about the Mets in the first game of the Subway Series in the Bronx. The Mets end up getting stuck on the plane coming out of Miami, whatever it is. The Yankees had an off day. The Yankees roll out Jamai Jones in the leadoff spot, J.D. Davis in the cleanup spot, and they kind of look down like, yeah, we can sneak this by them. We can get by. We can beat them. Nope. You get bit. You get beat 3-2, and then you really get your ass beat 12-3, and you get swept by the Mets, but you don't care because you're like, all right, look at the Mets. And now let's look at the Mets. 888-808-1019. As that game goes final, and they show Jackson Merrill and the last series against the Padres and that home run that Jackson Merrill hit off of Edwin Diaz, and they just shown Corbin Carroll. Wasn't Corbin Carroll the National League Rookie of the Year last year? And Jackson Merrill is going to be the Rookie of the Year this year? Well, both of them, yeah, Corbin Carroll was. Both of them have Edwin Diaz in their book. Walk-off winner for Corbin Carroll. That's tough. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, you're on the Fan.
You know what, Keith? It's too sick to be a joke at this point, man. I was actually trying to call you up, talk a little fantasy football, but you know, the fact that, and now it's going to get brought to light now because you just brought up Maryland now. This is just the icing on the cake, despite not even being a walk-off. You know the Lions not going to do anything in the top of the inning. I stopped watching. I came down the basement to call you because you know they're going to go 1-2-3. There's no urgency with this team. Talk about your team having no urgency. This team's on another level with not having it. But this guy, Edwin Diaz, man, you know, when he came back from the suspension, now I got to see morons on Twitter bringing up, I don't know if you saw the Justin Steele clip with the not watching the
hand. I did.
You saw that. Because I think if you look at Justin Steele's numbers, I don't think he's sticking his hand in a bottle of Vaseline to prevent himself from looking like a goddamn single-A pitcher when he doesn't have sticky stuff on his hand. That's the difference between him and this freaking guy. And I know that the whole World Baseball Classic thing, dude. You know what? It's now a year and a half removed from that. I don't think his knee is still being held together by freaking clothespins, all right? And it's not like he threw his arm out on the mound either. I know, like, you know, coming back from an ACL is asking for a lot. This guy's not sprinting the freaking base pass every day. It's a plant-like, all right? What is it going through? This goddamn guy said that every fastball he throws is a mile out of the zone. He's worse than Brazzaville with the control. And then he pivots to the slider, which every single goddamn slider he throws gets set 500 feet to Mars. Every single goddamn one. It's not even close. He throws, and this sort of Carroll, straight down the dick, dude. DeCarroll is a contact hitter. He's got two homers on the night. And you know what? I don't want to exempt Hefner from this either because I name dropped Brazzaban, who had did everything in his power to try to blow the first game at San Diego. I mean, Maton's been a little bit, you know, Maton might be the only reliable arm in that bullpen. Stanek's another one with the control. This so-called pitching lab that they have has been up in flames the whole year, aside from Nunez is all they have to show for, and he's been garbage lately. Who the hell is there to trust in this bullpen that we're going to have this ticking time bomb have to be our closer for the rest of the year? And dude, if it wasn't evident already, postseason's gone. Because now Atlanta's back in won't-lose mode. I think they're worse than 22 now. Look, they're 10-2 in their last 12. We're obviously not gaining any ground because they can't hold on to a goddamn lead. But when they do win, all Atlanta does is win, and then the rare chance you get to get Atlanta on a lost day, you pull the crap like they did with Merrill. So yeah. The postseason's good as gone. But for the sake of just having a resemblance of winning baseball watch for the last month, you're just going to get teases like this. And I was talking to Rosie yesterday. You want to talk about the Yankees not being able to capitalize? Let's say they did. We were blessed and able to watch a win tonight. And even the win yesterday, great win yesterday. And the fact that they split, you know, I was saying going into the seven-game make-or-break set, just stay afloat. I'm a believer of stay, you know, just tread water. You go 4-3, even God forbid 3-4, that's fine because these are two of the hottest, if not the two hottest teams of the league. And then you got the White Sox coming up. But honest to God, dude, every great win they have, like yesterday, going 6-6 against those four garbage teams they did in Anaheim, Oakland, Miami, and Colorado. You know, you talk about dropping two or three against Washington tonight. Those are the games you're going to circle red on the calendar when you miss the postseason. Mm-hmm. And now this one you're going to have to circle despite the opponent because this and the Merrill one were two games you had in the palm of your hand and you just pissed away with no care in the world. And that shows that this team has no care. They don't care.
I'm looking at the box score and the walks will kill you. That's
not, they had 11. It was the Oakland game. They made it the longest game in the pitch clock error.
Yeah.
I think they had 11 walks alone. It's a joke, man. And then the solution is throw right down the dick. Let's see if maybe they could launch it 492 instead of 500. It's a freaking.
Is that one on Francisco Alvarez? Because the last one it seemed like Edwin Diaz.
Well, he sucks too, but it wasn't his fault. But he's another one. He had the RBI tonight. You know what? You want to talk about? I know he's hurt right now, and the catcher they don't have is any better with the glove. But Gabriel Moreno—that's what you get out of a top catcher prospect, not freaking 204 with 8 pass balls a game. He's another one, but this ain't his fault. And now you know you got the two youngs. I mean, who is their closer? Adam Ottavino. You know what? They would be fools to kick him off this team. They would. So maybe I was wrong to laugh at him. Maybe he should be the closer with his freaking. My bad. On the curve, the slur, whatever it is. Bring Joey Lucchesi back. They have nothing.
Brooks Raley running out of time to return.
Unbelievable, dude. Yeah, we'll bring someone in from that godforsaken. That's a team. As much as I can't stand Tampa, that's someone who knows how to handle a pitching line. Then Milwaukee. Yeah, you know, it's every year they have that the one or two relievers that nobody's heard of that are riding, you know, sub one ERAs. Look at him. And there's another one too, by the way. I know I'm going long. I know there's other Met fans. I saw a post before, compare, you know, baseball reference, you could do the side-by-side comparison. They were comparing Tariq Skubal and Clase. And if you look at Clase as a legitimate case for AL Cy Young, that everybody kind of thought Skubal was a foregone conclusion. What happened to the good old days 2 years ago when that was a two-headed monster? And we're not even talking about, you know, I wasn't expecting Diaz to ever put up another year like 22. I know the Mo comparisons were for crafts and giggles. I know that wasn't going to be an every year thing. It should have been for the money he's making, but it wasn't. But every single time he's on the mound, man, is a walk, and then a multi-run homer.
Yeah.
And more often than not, with the game on the line and a lead on the line. And it's a joke, man, for this year and beyond, because this year I think is over. But for beyond, they're going to keep trickling this guy out in big spots with the lead. They're just asking to lose. And it's the same old song and dance. And it's never going to change with this team. And that's why we get laughed at. You get LOL Mets, same old Mets, and everybody celebrates their demise.
Thanks for the call, Ross. I'm sorry. We got to go to break, but I'll say this. Yeah, it wasn't a walk-off. It was in the eighth inning. And now that I'm looking at this box score, as I'm hosting, I had the game on in here, but I'm looking at Lourdes Gurriel Jr. walks. Pitching change. Edwin Diaz replaces Phil Maton. Pavin Smith walks. Geraldo Perdomo walks. You can't be in the bullpen late in the game with a one-run lead, giving away the game, and getting to Corbin Carroll, who when I was on BT and Sal, I was telling you guys, read that article in The Athletic about Corbin Carroll and Tori Lavulo, their manager, and like how this guy and this team, they're starting to get that feeling again from last year. They're doing it. And that's a game that the Mets could have taken to take the series against the top wildcard team. Instead, right there is a momentum swing. It's a backbreaker, a grand slam. And that puts the Mets back 3.5 games, which is their largest deficit. Let's see. Tim Healy writes, the Mets are 4 games behind the Braves for the last NL wildcard spot. That's their largest deficit in the standing since June 8th. Oh, my God.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24-7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Oh boy. I came in this week and I said the worst loss of the season is the one that knocks you out. It's not the one from Sunday, not tonight, but from the reaction of the Mets fans that work at this station and the one Mets fan that I talked to, Ross in Bergen County, it feels like this is the worst loss of the season, volume 10, and this feels like the one that creates some space where it might be the one you look back on and say, yeah, that was the one that did knock us out. 888-808-1019. We're talking about the Mets. The Mets lose. And, I mean, Edwin Diaz, bro, you get paid too much money to be like this. Edwin Diaz tasked with a four-out save. He's not like that anymore. I remember when Buck Showalter could go out and make the move for Edwin Diaz to get the four-out save. He walks two batters. This guy throws 21 pitches, 10 of them for strikes. It's Corbin Carroll, bruh. That's his sixth blown save. The Mets were up 5-4 with two outs. Just needed one out to go to the ninth inning. And, yeah, that's a tough look. Let's see. Let's check in with the Mets fans that work at the Fan as a live Rico Bronya podcast is firing up. It's lit. I'm definitely going to be checking out what Evan has to say. Evan writes, pain. Ryan Hickey says, I hate this team so much. Ryan Hickey goes on to say, tonight's the night. The Mets postseason hopes are officially dead. They've given away too many damn games late to be a serious contender. A real playoff team doesn't lose 13 games when winning after 7 innings. Those are giveaways. Oprah would appreciate it. Wasted season again. Now, I did see a Katie Sharp stat. As we're both, you know, taking L's, Yankee fans, Mets fans, not feeling great tonight's shared misery, but a different kind of misery on one side. Katie Sharp said the Yankees are now 5-21. That's a 192 winning percentage when they are trailing at the end of the first inning this season. That's not TWTW. That's not the will to win. I will give the Mets credit for their fight. And they're going to need all of the fight that they potentially can muster up the rest of the season. But the Yankees, when they are losing, when the Yankees are 5-21 when they're trailing at the end of the first inning, when Carlos Rodon gives it up, when Marcus Stroman gives it up, when Gerrit Cole gives it up, whoever it might be, Nestor Cortez, Luis Gil, Will Warren. It's like the Yankees pack it up. Well, as great as our offense is, as great as our hitters are, no way we come back from that. 800% of the time, they lose those games. 888-808-1019. I don't feel good about either one of these teams in the postseason. I really, in my heart of hearts, thought and wanted there to be postseason baseball in Queens. And the Bronx is better for business. It's better for us as sports fans here in this city. We care about baseball, right? I see a guy like Stephen A. Smith, who's the highest paid sports figure in the city. He can go on ESPN in New York, speak nationally to the entire country about Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees, and literally tell everyone across the country, I don't watch the Yankees. I don't know what I'm talking about. With Mad Dog, one of the greatest to come from out of WFAN. Mad Dog didn't even correct him today when he said, oh, Aaron Judge, tries to discredit Aaron Judge and say, you know, he's got Juan Soto hitting behind him. Never, not once. So not only did you not watch a Yankees game from spring training to now, you didn't even watch the All-Star game. Juan Soto has never hit behind Aaron Judge. What I'm saying is here in New York, it's almost impossible to miss the Grimace era. It's almost impossible to miss, oh my God, it's impossible to not see what Francisco Lindor is doing, to not see what Sean Manaea has done, to not see the type of season that Harrison Bader, Tyrone Taylor, Mark Vientos has had for the Mets to get here. Edwin Diaz had a rough season, obviously, from getting rocked early, hitting the IL. I mean, getting the closer's position taken away from him, softer landing spot, getting ejected. Sticky stuff, 10-game suspension. Ross just brought up that the same umpire that tossed Edwin Diaz for the sticky stuff told Justin Steele, just go wash his hands. I mean, I guess he thought different. He learned. He changed his approach. So I'm not going to give another guy a 10-game suspension. Vic Carapazza, same crew chief. It's tough, man. Coming off of the game two nights ago, I watched the beginning of that Mets game. It was 8-0 before the almighty Diamondbacks, who never lose, could score a run. Sean Manaea shined again. Double-digit strikeouts again. Looking like an ace, looking like the best signing of the offseason. But then when you follow it up with a collapse like that tonight, it sucks all the air out of the room. It takes a lot of the hope out of the fan base. It's still a month left in the season, but when you watch the Braves with Jorge Soler tonight and how they just find a way, like I told you guys, I was in Atlanta. I went to the Friday game, and then we were thinking about going to the Saturday game. They won those two games against the Washington Nationals. Then the Nationals go home and beat the Yankees. The Braves, as decimated as they are, they're rolling Gio Urshela out there. And the Braves are just finding ways to win. And now, with the deficit being four games, it feels like the Mets have to win at a ridiculous pace, which they haven't been able to string together a 4 or 5 game win streak. And Mets fans are asking me online, what do we have to do, Keith? Like, you have to win 4 or 5 games and hope that the Braves stub their toe. The Braves, winning is in their DNA. Winning is what they do. They find a way. They've got a good manager. They've got enough players over there like Matt Olson and Ozuna and Michael Harris to get them through. Enough pitching for sure to get them through. What I felt like was a special season for the Mets, it's on the brinks right now. 888-808-1019. Back to the phone. We shall go. Tyler is in Arlington, Texas. Tyler, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, what's going on, Keith?
What's up, man?
Yeah, so I feel bad for you. You got to be a therapist for all these Mets fans. I mean, this is just a classic Mets season where they kind of get your hopes up, or even if they're in the lead like they were in 2022, they just don't come through in the big moments. And I feel bad after taking all these Mets calls.
Don't feel bad for me. I'd rather do this than talk about the Stankies.
Yeah, I'm saying the Mets are like a disgrace to New York. I got a buddy. He's actually a Yankees fan from New York. He's like embarrassed to tell people he's from New York because the Mets are there. This place is just a disgrace. The entire city of New York. This team is an absolute disaster.
They swept the Yankees this year. They had a great month of June. I thought that there was like a cosmic energy around the Mets this year where they were going to be a postseason team like David Stearns and Steve Cohen were telling us. But, you know, one thing I'll say, and thanks for the call, Tyler, that, like, you know, all the way from Arlington, Texas, and someone from New York can say going out there is the more things change, the more things stay the same. I had Mets fans telling me in June, nope, not buying it. They're just setting us up for failure. when we get to September, and it's looking like this September could potentially be like September's you felt like in the past. But I'm trying to find a Mets fan on the line, not a Yankee fan that's just going to laugh at the Mets fan. Joe is out in Selden. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Just trying to start off the night by telling you I haven't always been the biggest fan of you, but I'm starting to fall in love with your show.
Thank you. I'm working on it. I haven't always been the biggest fan of myself or my show, but it takes some time to learn how to do this thing, you know?
Hell yeah, man. Edwin Diaz, man, they can't bring him in in the eighth inning like that with two men on, and you know they just cannot do that type of stuff anymore. He is since he's been injured, he has been miserable this year, and I don't know what they're thinking anymore, but it's a real rough team to watch.
You gotta go to him. That's the highest paid guy in your bullpen. That's the guy with the nastiest stuff. You gotta go to him in hopes that he can get you four outs. But he's not throwing strikes.
But they know that he can't do that. He hasn't done. He's done that 1 year. 1 year since they've had him, he's been able to get four outs, and that was right before he got injured before the World Baseball Classic. Every other season that he has been a Met, he has never been able to get four outs like that. And, I mean, everybody bases it off of one season.
Who are they going to use? Jose Buto? Who are they going to use?
They should have just kept in. They should have just kept in who was in. I mean, that's it.
Phil Maton?
At this point, so Maton was not the pitcher that was in?
Phil Maton was in before Diaz. They made the pitching change. I mean, Phil Maton walked a guy. And then they made it. They made
but
the pitching.
But still, why are you gonna? Why are you going to put in Edwin Diaz when you know that he has colossally failed?
They played the matchup
in with people on the. Yeah, but playing the matchup with. I mean, come on, the matchup.
We say it with the Yankees all the time. To hell with the matchup. Sometimes you can get too cute and do too much, but they played the matchup. And they press the Edwin Diaz button. He's their closer. Thanks for the call, Joe. He's their highest paid arm. He's got the nastiest stuff. He's done it before. That's why I harken back to Buck Showalter doing it. Right? That was a Buck Showalter trip. Sound the trumpets. Bam, 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 bam. Gotcha. You think he's not coming in the eighth? He is. And he should be able to come in and get that last out in a series like that against the Diamondbacks, who are supposed to be a peer-tier team. Like I said, this is postseason energy, this road trip. Postseason vibes, do or die. He didn't do. He died in the moment. Jarvis is in Harlem. Next up on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good, good. Just trying to get more information on how this all played out. I was hosting and like one eye on it, watching, and I don't know. I don't disagree with the decision. That's on Edwin Diaz. Edwin Diaz, the same one that had an issue with the guy from the Oakland Athletics doing the "Oh my God" mocking thing, bro, do your job.
Yeah, man, I just saw the game, man. When I saw that, when it was Basil low there, and when then Patrick Corbin hit a grand slam, I was holding my eyes like, "Oh my God!" Like what? I was like, "Oh wow!"
Yeah, that's the one thing you can't really have happen there. I mean, if he hit a single and a run scored, that's a tie game. You're in the game. If he hits, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need one out there. You can't give up a grand slam and lose the game.
Yeah, that's probably the worst loss I ever seen in Met history. But you know what? they better win tomorrow. They better take two out of three.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel confident they're going to win against the White Sox? I mean, like, that's like the second.
No,
the worst team ever, like the second worst team.
I don't think they're going to sweep the White Sox. I said that. You can't take the White Sox lightly either. Watch them smack the Yankees. They're fighting to not be the worst team in history, like the 62 Mets. So, like, I don't know. It's baseball. We can't predict it. The Yankees just dropped series to the Detroit Tigers and the Nationals on the road. So, they need to win this next game tomorrow and take the series. But man, momentum has swung. Such a great feeling for the Met fan last night to go up 8-0. Everybody getting some. Pete Alonso tying Mike Piazza and home runs. And then you come back tonight and it just reminds you that, hey, There's holes in this team and guys that you're dependent on, and games that you feel like you have a lead and that you should win, you find a way to lose.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But I mean, since the Braves won last night, and the Mets like 4 games behind. I mean, I don't think they're gonna make.
That's
Mets
what it is too. Playoff, it, you know, it isn't. You know, as much as I say, and thanks for the call, Jarvis. As much as I say, control your own destiny. Control what you can control. The Mets don't rip off win streaks during this month of August, and they lose to teams like the Angels, like worst loss of the year. Talk about grand slams giving one up. J.D. Martinez hits a grand slam. You got to win that game. You go up 5-0 against the Oakland Athletics on Hawk Tua Girl Day. You got to win that game. You got to become the Hawk Tua Mets. San Diego Padres, you have an opportunity to take 3 out of 2. You have a lead. You have a 2-run lead. But, man, baseball is crazy this year. It shows you the mediocrity in baseball. It also shows you how no one really has that dominant of a closer. It shows you how, like, if you're not able to close the door, momentum swings that quick, it can be taken right away from you. Brett is out in Arizona. Did you go to Chase Field tonight?
Yeah, we did.
Are you a Mets fan?
No, I'm a Yankees fan. I grew up on Long Island and moved out here about 3 years ago to
fun,
be with
fun
my
ballpark.
Wife.
I've been out there, yeah. Okay. What'd you think?
Yeah, I take my stepson, who's here with me, every year, and we got to go to the game the Yankees blew out back in April. But last minute, I was like, yeah, we're going. Go get ready. And, once they were down 4-0. I was like, okay, this isn't good. Then they tied it up 4-4. I was shocked that they came back for that. And then they were up 5-4. I was like, okay. And then they walked a guy and brought in Diaz. I was like, okay, it's over. Because you remember May, like, Edwin Diaz was giving up all those losses. And the Mets wouldn't be here. They'd be where the Diamondbacks are if they didn't have all those blown saves. Didn't he come out for
a period of time for
his mental health?
No, he had 6 blown saves, and they were trying to work on his mechanics. They took him off the closer spot and had him come into games earlier. Then they ended up putting him on the IL. He comes back from the IL. He ends up getting sticky stuff banned not long after that. It's been a rocky road for him this year, coming back from the injury he suffered in a World Baseball Classic.
That's right, yeah. It's just been up and down. I don't expect them to do much, but also, I mean, who expects the Yankees to do much?
Most of the callers I've taken tonight after watching them only score 4 runs back-to-back nights against the Nationals. So, no, that's what I said. I want there to be postseason baseball all through October in Queens and the Bronx. This is the capital of baseball. The MLB store is here. MLB Network is here. MLB offices is here. This is a place where we care about baseball. This isn't Nebraska. This isn't Iowa. Like, this is a place where people really care. But I just don't think it's going to come to fruition this year. I don't think I don't think we got it this year.
I mean, at least we'll make the playoffs, but
Yankees will make the postseason. But Yankees are playing, they're gonna mess around, be a wild card team, and you lose 2 games in a wild card, you're out. The Diamondbacks, you guys are out there. They had a miraculous run last year. They look like they're heating up at the right time to do it again. Thanks for the call, Brett. 888-808-1019. Mets fans are on the line, but we do have some Malik Nabers conversation, some Jets conversation. We're going to start turning this conversation a little bit more into football. Damn, do we need football. Why is it like this every year? Why is it like when we get to like a week away from football, we start needing it more because baseball just starts to piss us off, disappoint us, where we're like, are you ready for some football?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Or draft pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.